If you like scary stories, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Maniac on the Loose Scary Stories Podcast. Sit back and relax. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, and enjoy the ride. The Ventriloquist. My name is Jimmy. I'm the best ventriloquist in the world. Only, I'm not a ventriloquist at all. My dummy Salem is alive. That wasn't a problem as long as I was in control. Only I'm not in control anymore. I was a stand-up comedian. Actually, I was trying to be a stand-up comedian and was failing miserably. I bombed night after night. I couldn't make anyone laugh. It wasn't rare for me to be booed off stage. One morning, after a particularly horrible night of stand-up, I found myself milling around whatever town it was I was in. I happened across a large antique store that looked intriguing, so I entered. Apparently, the store's owner recognized me from the previous night and approached me. He was a short, round, totally bald man in his late 60s, and he didn't mince words. "I saw your act last night. It was terrible." "Well, thanks." "You're not a very good comedian." "You could have stopped at terrible." "I got just the thing for you, though." He disappeared to the back of the store and returned with a ventriloquist's dummy. It was unlike anything I had ever seen. It was slightly larger than standard dummies and was dressed in a tuxedo. It was made to look like a creepy old man. The features of its face were amazing. It was deathly pale and had elaborate wrinkles on its forehead. It had huge, bright blue eyes with black circles under them. Its nose was scrunched up in a snarl, and it held a toothy, sinister smile. His hair was thin, white, and wild. From a distance, I thought the dummy was made out of silicone, but as the owner brought it closer, I realized it was carved out of wood.
"This is Salem. Take this guy with you and your troubles will be over."
"Oh, it's fantastic, but I'm not a ventriloquist, I'm a comedian."
"Trust me, kid, you ain't a comedian. Take Salem. Play around with him for a month and then come back here. If you don't want to keep him, I'll take him back. If you do, you pay me whatever you think is fair."
I couldn't believe the man was making me such an offer. I guess my act was so awful that he felt sorry for me. "Look, your offer is very generous, but I wouldn't even know where to begin."
"You won't have to do anything. Salem will do it all."
I didn't know what that meant and was reluctant to take the dummy, but the man was persistent, so I did. I wasn't sure how I was going to use the thing in my act, but it was so incredible looking, I thought I'd bring it on stage and show it off. The first time I went out on stage with Salem, I fumbled around as I tried to stick my hand inside of him to work his controls. People started laughing at me because I couldn't find any hole to put my hand in. I guess it looked like I was grabbing the dummy's rear end.
"What are you, some kind of pervert? Get your hands off my ass."
When Salem spoke, I was stunned. I actually dropped him to the floor.
"First you grope me, then you drop me. Pick me up, you idiot."
I picked him up and stood in shock for the rest of the set. I don't even remember what Salem was saying, but whatever it was, the audience loved it. They were laughing their heads off. It was a whirlwind of success after that. Salem and I were booked all over the world, and all I did was stand there. Salem did the act. I was nothing more than a prop. While Salem did his act, I drink water and sometimes eat dinner right there on stage. People would ooh and ah because they thought I was doing the voice of Salem. We took advantage of that gag. I'd often stand at one side of the room while Salem did his act on the other side. People couldn't figure out how I was throwing my voice. I'd sit him in an audience member's lap while I stood on stage. People were dumbfounded as to how Salem's word could emit from his mouth while I was so far away. Everyone always freaked out when Salem would whisper into their ear. Our most popular trick was when we would both talk at the same exact time. They had no clue how we did it. We were no longer just some stand-up act. We were a comedic magic act extraordinaire. Salem wasn't much of a talker and didn't like to be asked questions. He never told me exactly what he was or where he came from. The few times I pressed him on the subject, he got irritated, so I left that topic alone. I found my way back to the antique store where I got Salem from. The owner was excited to see me and was well aware of my success. I offered him $500,000, but he refused that much money. I finally got him to accept $100,000. Eventually, I got around to asking the antique store owner where he got Salem from.
I rescued Salem. He was going to burn him.
Burn him? Who was?
The priest. There was an old drunken priest who used to sit outside his church and drink from a flask. One day I was walking past that church and I noticed the priest building a bonfire and he set Salem on top of the wood. I asked the priest what he was doing and he explained that he recently performed an exorcism on a young girl who was possessed by an evil spirit. The exorcism was successful, but when the evil spirit left the little girl's body, it took refuge in her doll, Salem. His intentions was to burn Salem and the evil spirit within.
Are you making this up? The store owner put one hand over his heart and the other in the air.
I swear this is the truth. Anyway, the priest passed out before he could set the fire, so I took Salem.
Why did you choose to give Salem to me? The man shook his head.
I didn't choose you. Salem did.
He chose me? Why? The man shrugged.
I don't know. I just did what Salem told me to. It's always best to do what he tells you to.
The first time I brought a woman back to my room, things took a disturbing turn. I caught Salem watching while we were in the midst of having sexual intercourse. The next morning, I found the woman dead. Her throat had been slit. Salem killed her. When I confronted him about it, Salem got angry. He reminded me that he could play like a dummy anytime he wanted to, and I'd be the one who would get pinned for the murders if I caused him any trouble. And murders there were. Many of them. I lost count. And I was the one who had to clean up Salem's mess. I cut up the bodies, put the parts in garbage bags, and threw them in the nearest lake, river, or ocean. With every murder Salem committed, his act on stage became darker. He started getting extremely raunchy with women, especially blondes. He'd start off with a stupid joke.
Hey, three blondes walk into a building. You'd think at least one of them would have seen it.
When he'd strike up a conversation with one of the blondes in the audience, he'd get very lewd with them.
Are you a real blonde? I'm gonna need some proof. Drop your drawers. Show me that blonde bush.
Sometimes comments like that would enrage the women's boyfriends or husbands. But Salem didn't care. He knew I'd be the focus of their anger, not him, so he was happy to prod them even more.
Your wife's a dirty slut. She spreads her legs for everyone. You thought she said you were one in a million. What she really said was that you were one of a million.
Sometimes his antics would lead to fisticuffs. Of course, it was me taking all the beatings. Venues started canceling our acts due to the controversy, and once again, I found myself down and out. Only this time I wasn't alone. I had a demented, possessed, murderous dummy to keep me company. Why did you choose me, Salem? My question angered him.
The bald antique owner told you, did he? I warned him to keep his big fat mouth shut, but if you really want to know, I'll tell you. I picked you because you were pathetic, weak, and desperate. I knew you'd be easy to control.
Salem was correct. I was all of those things. He was the ventriloquist. I was the dummy.
Now take me to that antique store. It's time to punish the store owner for yapping.
I wasn't going to let Salem kill another person. It was time for me to finally stop playing the role of the dummy and to take control of my life again. Salem kicked, screamed, and cursed as I laid him on top of the bonfire. I took no joy in watching him burn, but it was nice to have my life back.
We hope you enjoyed the show. We're dying for you to come back for more. Visit maniacontheloose.com. Sign up for our newsletter, and I'll give you some free stuff. We'll see you soon. Very soon.